Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours.
Okay, twice in that verse, we have this thought of sanctification, right? It says very clearly which is at Corinth, to the church of God, which is, and that's an interesting expression. I think it's only used twice, to the church of God at Corinth, right? And then he says, to those who are set apart, to those who are, and this word are, I understand, is present tense based on the past work. Okay, so it has the idea that it is a done deal. It is a present tense reality. And it says those who are sanctified. Okay, now wait a minute. What do we know about Corinth? What do we know about what was going on at Corinth? They had a lot of problems, right? If I was going to call an assembly sanctified, it probably wouldn't have been them. Probably would have been Ephesus that had all this high truth. And by the way, Ephesus is, they are called saints. But he made sure, the Spirit of God made sure that we saw that this assembly in Corinth, even with all of its difficulties and all of its problems, even though practically they weren't being very sanctified, but positionally they were sanctified. That's what it says. That are sanctified, and notice this, who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called saints. Now, some translations, like my New King James, it says called to be, but really it should read called saints. The to be really shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. They're called saints. God looks at them as saints. So, in that reality, this is positional sanctification. I want to just give us one more passage of scripture on this idea of position. Somebody read Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. There are many, many scriptures that we could be looking at, but I just want to pull out a couple because I know we want to get on to practical sanctification that will help us be contagious Christians in this world. So Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 and verse 14. Somebody could read those two verses.
Verse 10. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And verse 14. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
Okay, very good. In both of those scriptures, we read the work of Christ has sanctified us. Now, I want to make one little help here. In the book of Hebrews, the word being sanctified, as it is in my Bible, shouldn't be there. Okay? In the book of Hebrews, it's not a matter of being sanctified. It's a matter of the fact that you are sanctified.
Verse 14
there. And the reason is this. That in the book of Hebrews, it's looking at the finished work of Christ. It's looking at his offering, what he has accomplished on Calvary's cross. So it's not looking at practical sanctification. It's looking at positional sanctification. Mm-hmm. It's looking at the fact that because of the offering of himself, now you and I are sanctified. Okay? So when we have that little thought, when we read that little word in Hebrews, being shouldn't be there. So, but it's a matter of positional sanctification. So then there's the third kind of sanctification. I skipped over one. We're going to come back to that and spend time on that one. But the third one is an interesting one. It's called, some people will call it ultimate sanctification. Some people call it complete sanctification. Some people call it perfect sanctification. And this will happen when I really read my Bible and I'm filled with the Spirit of God and I have a lot of the Word memorized and I'm good to everybody and I don't kick my dog. Is that perfect sanctification. No, I'm being facetious. Of course it's not. One time a lady went up to D.L. Moody and says, I've arrived. And she said, he said, what do you mean? I have been perfectly sanctified. He says, oh really, excuse me just a minute. And he comes back with a glass of water. And he says, now what were you saying? And she said, I'm perfectly sanctified. And he throws the water in her face. He really did this. This is recorded. And she got really mad. And he says, now wait a minute, you're perfectly sanctified, you can't get angry with me. See, this isn't going to happen. I don't know what happened after that. Story doesn't tell me. But this doesn't happen until we're with the Lord. Complete sanctification. Now, we could look at verses with this, but just one verse perhaps is in 1 John chapter 3, mm-hmm. verse 2. Somebody wants to just read that very quickly. And then we want to get into practical sanctification. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2.
1 John 3, verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is.
There you go. We will be like him. There's other verses you could look at. I'm going to just give you a few verses and you can write them down and then we're going to move on, okay? Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. And this is under the heading of ultimate sanctification or complete sanctification or perfect sanctification, right? Philippians 3, 20 and 21. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 52 to 54. And then lastly, 1 Thessalonians, and we'll probably get to this verse, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. Okay, we'll come back to that verse a little bit later. So as you're writing those down, we'll move on then to this idea of practical sanctification. Now, I want to just say something here. Some people call it progressive sanctification. And that's okay as long as we define what we mean by progressive. There are some that will teach, like this lady that went to D.L. Moody, they'll teach that progressive sanctification is that I'm slowly becoming more and more and more holy and I'm going to arrive someday here on this scene. And they call that progressive sanctification. That's not what the Bible teaches, right? When we use that term from a biblical point of view as to what progressive sanctification means, what we're referring to it is practical sanctification. That means it's being displayed in my life that I'm being set apart for the Lord, right? That I am in keeping with what he says I am, my position, that my practice is balancing my position. Or actually, it's the position that balances your practice. Because your practice flows out of your position, right? And so, I want to become more and more set apart for the Lord, but not because I'm becoming more and more holy, and someday I'm going to arrive. No. But I want to be more and more like my Lord here, because one day I will be like him when I see him as he is, right? So I want to try to be like him here in this scene. So with that, sort of as an introduction, the three different kinds of sanctification, I want to go back then to 1 Thessalonians, to the chapter 4. And actually what we want to do, we'd like to begin at verse 11 of chapter 3.